from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Deal in place for their second round pick to go get to go get Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk doesn't want to go there. Doesn't want to go there. He wants to either go to the Commanders with Jane Daniels or he wants to go to Pittsburgh. If not, just stay here.
Okay. Well, so I feel like the options are pretty straightforward now. If those are it, the Niners aren't going to deal with a team they don't get something that they want back. And I don't even know what that. I mean, if they want Kendrick Bourne and a pick,
who knows what the Niners want?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Apparently, they wanted a first round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, so
maybe they're asking for too much.
Jimmy G, who might not make the Rams roster,
might not make the roster.
But I don't know. But I know this, They basically told him, go out there. At least it feels like they've gone out there and said, find who wants to trade for you. Now, in the Tyreek Hill situation, they gave up multiple picks, the Dolphins did, and were ready to break them off, right? Multiple first-round picks, and here's, X amount of $1 million. Here you go. In this situation, it doesn't feel like the market is as robust as maybe I anticipated in terms of teams saying, I think there are teams that will pay them, but then the question is, are you also willing to surrender a draft pick and pay him? That's the double whammy, right? It's like when the Niners acquired Dee Ford, giving up the second round pick, which was essentially a late first, and giving him all the money. So in this situation, okay, he wants to go to Washington or Pittsburgh. Well, those teams, their offer isn't as good as what the Niners want in return. So the Niners have said, we're not trading you there. We will trade you, to Cleveland or New England because we like their trade package, and you can get whatever deal it is that you're looking for. Or I'm assuming they have some deal on the table that he doesn't feel is adequate. You could stay here with that. Or the third option is you play on your fifth-year contract,
right?
Which is fully guaranteed for $15 million or 14 and some change, $1 million. I mean, those are your three options. And so I guess to a degree, like Mayoko has been saying for 2 or 3 days, the ball is in his court amongst those three options.
Well, here's what Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer said yesterday about Amari Cooper standing in Cleveland.
There is no impasse between Amari Cooper and the Cleveland Browns right now. Amari is in good standing with the Cleveland Browns because they restructured his contract. Mm-hmm. He's making his $20 million base, which is now fully guaranteed. That was one of the changes in the restructure so that he didn't have to go into camp without a guaranteed contract. And then they gave him $5 million more in incentives that he should be able to make based on his previous production. So he basically got a $5 million raise come in this season, and then they were planning to probably revisit an extension sometime during the season, maybe after the season. Amari is loved here, so let's make no mistake about that. The Browns love him. He loves being here. He said the other day, last week, that he would love to finish his career here. But the problem is, over the long haul, the Browns probably don't want to pay him, more than the $25 million he's set to make this season. And if they're going to invest that kind of money, sort of close to at least the $30 million threshold that these elite receivers are making now, they would rather do so with a long-term contract for a young player who's in his prime at the age of 26. Now, why does that not make sense for the 49ers to do? Well, they've got a lot of big salaries. They've got a lot of offensive weapons that they're paying. And if they don't want to go to 30 or higher than 30 for Brandon Ayuk, then maybe it makes sense for them to do this if they got something in return that could be a plug-and-play situation for them. And that's what Amari would be.
All right, Mary Kay, what would the Browns give up for Brandon Ayuk?
Well, if Amari is going, then I don't see the Browns giving up their first-round pick. They're not going to want to do that. They haven't had a first-round pick in 3 years from the Deshaun Watson trade. So that one is probably staying here. Mm-hmm. I would say that the starting point then would be the second-round pick, and then maybe you would ask for a few other things for your former first-rounder, in addition to Amari. I would probably go with maybe a mid-round pick or two.
So, Chaska, if you're telling me I could get Amari Cooper and the second or third round pick for Brandon Ayuk, and you don't want to pay Brandon Ayuk, and look, I'm going to say this again. My preference is to keep Brandon Ayuk. I want Brandon Ayuk on the San Francisco 49ers. I think he's a really good player. But if you're telling me that I could get Amari Cooper and a pick for Brandon Ayuk, and I get that Amari Cooper's going to want new money down the line, well, you know what? You're playing on a one-year deal. Help us win a Super Bowl, and you're going to get compensated elsewhere. I'm doing the deal right now for Amari Cooper.
Yeah, but Cleveland's not going to do the deal unless they have insurance from Brandon Ayuk that he would sign that deal.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. Right? There's no doubt about that. And I'm sure, you know, that, and that's one thing. He wants to go to Pittsburgh, not Cleveland. But again, if the Niners can do it, and Ayuk agrees to that, I do it in a heartbeat.
So one thing that I don't think that we've kind of explored long enough is like the team building aspect. Like we were thinking, like, I think most people were thinking, all right, Brandon Ayuk's the guy that's going to stay, and then next offseason it would be sayonara to Debo or Kittle or someone else, right? Like Dre Greenlaw, whatever, some combination of all those guys. What if he just decides, like, you know what? I don't want to go to Cleveland and I don't want to go to New England. And the Niners stand pat with what they have, and they say, hey, look, play on your fifth-year option, and we promise we won't franchise you. Now, how does that help the Niners? Well, if he leaves in free agency, you do get the third-round comp pick, which isn't the worst thing in the world. It's not the greatest compensation, but it gives him some freedom, and it gets him, you know, playing on the fifth-year option. Does he love it? No. Is he risking stuff? Absolutely. Like, I acknowledge all of those things, and it's probably the least likely of all of the paths that they could go.
If I'm Ayuk, I want that in writing. That you won't franchise me.
Trent had that.
Yeah,
Trent had that in his contract.
Yeah,
right?
I wanted it writing in the contract. Like, hey, you can't franchise.
Yeah, that's basically what he had when he hit when they traded for him. Right. Remember, they said like, we will not franchise you when you become a free agent. Exactly. So I don't know. Those things are rare, but maybe that's it. But if they move Ayuk, I would be very surprised if we didn't see almost an immediate extension for either Lenore or Aaron Banks or whatever, because there are a line of guys.
What? Tarvarius Ward.
I'd probably sign Lenore before Ward. Like, Lenore is a guy who was a middle, late-round pick who hasn't made a lot of guaranteed money. He's playing without any guarantees whatsoever. He's made nothing in his career. If you get him this year before he really explodes, and I think he's going to this year as an elite player, I think he can be a Pro Bowler this year, like, the price tag now is significantly cheaper. So there's a team building question of like, hey, is it really smart to have $70 million, $65 million invested into wide receivers when I could pay one of my corners maybe before the market explodes for him, get maybe my left guard signed long-term who I drafted and have developed internally? Like, there is something to be said for maybe it's best to spread some of that money around, acquire a draft pick, acquire another player, pay some of these other young. I don't know. I mean, I would prefer keeping Ayuk, but I do see, like, when you're balancing your roster because you have so many good players with their hand out, it's not a slam dunk that I have to pay Ayuk.
Well, this is interesting because, and I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. You don't want to build, you don't want to put $60 million in a receiver room.
Asking.
That's your philosophy. That's fine. Deion Lenore is 25 years old. I want to keep him here too. Tarvarius Ward's 29 years old. I don't mind having him, but I'd be a little weary. But he's a really good player.
He is.
If I could get him a 2-year deal, great. I'd give him a 2-year deal. But a lot of these players that I'm looking at, like Eli Mitchell, can't stay healthy. He can walk. Jalen Moore, I'm not paying.
What about Aaron Banks?
You know what I'm saying? Aaron Banks will get taken care of. Aaron Banks, I believe, will get taken care of.
The left guard market is very expensive.
It is very expensive. But
you're seeing guys getting $17 million a year.
And look, you know what? Shanahan does have a philosophy when it comes to offensive linemen. He'll pivot off an offensive lineman. Like, we thought Lincoln Thomason, man, we should pay Lincoln Thomason. But you know what? They didn't.
Well,
and we haven't looked back. We haven't even brought up Lincoln Thomason.
That's a great example of someone where they acquired a player who was a really good Pro Bowl level player. They let him walk in free agency. And we were like, what the hell's going on with Aaron Banks? They've redshirted him basically for one year. Like, that's what they're thinking they're going to do with Pearsall with one of these two receiver spots.
And you know, this was interesting, and I think we slept on this. This was on the Rich Eisen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!